show coming to you live from the Kintech studio. Kintech, Canada's favorite orthotics provider, powered by thousands of five-star Google reviews. Sore feet? What are you waiting for? Find your perfect fit at kintech.net. Be part of the show. 650-650 into our Dunbar Lumber text message inbox. Three stores to serve you in Ladner on Bridge Street, Dunbar Lumber Express at Ladner Center, or Arbutus in Vancouver online at dunbarlumber.com. Open segment 604-280-0650 down the Dispatch Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning hotline. The first call, the only call.
Gonna need that.
What?
It's gonna be a hot summer.
The hotline.
Get it done now.
The AC. Yeah, I told myself, I was like, during Christmas, maybe see if there's ACs on the market.
Discount?
Maybe.
Off season?
Portable AC for the home?
Especially you. You live in the penthouse. Heat rises.
I don't live in the penthouse.
Is it 53rd floor?
41st.
Sub penthouse.
It's high. It's 40 plus. But I don't live in a penthouse. That's, please do not tell people I live in a penthouse.
It's penthouse adjacent.
But it's west facing. That's the problem.
How could it? Oh my.
In the afternoon, it gets pretty toasty in there.
Silver spoon problems.
It's like a sweat box in there. But yeah, it gets pretty intense.
That's disgusting.
It gets pretty intense there. I'm just telling you the truth. I'm here to present some truth. That portable AC, I was like, oh, during Christmas, I'll do it. And then sure enough, holidays, I was like, oh, I'll spend my money elsewhere. I'm not going to spend it on myself for the summer. And now I'm already in regret. 18 degree day the other day. I was like, this might be my limit. This is my limit.
Play within it.
Sunbathe in your limit. Stay within it. 650. A lot of love coming in with the awesome opening music. There you go.
Thanks for the text, Josh.
Rager said you had a plane fly a banner by your window at eye level. You're up there, man. That was my old place. The famous, what was even on the banner? I forget what was on the banner, but Canucks fans.
Well, one was fire betting.
Right.
And the other one was free the skate.
Right. Yeah. So the fire betting one was the one that flew by my place. And literally during the show. We weren't even planning on talking about the plane, and then the plane literally flies by my place. I was like, oh, there it is.
It's beneath me.
There it is. It's not. No, that was my old place. I've moved. There it is. 650. People texting in with their, not for me, scared of heights. It's not, I don't know. Never mind. I don't need to get into my place. Are you scared of heights?
Nah, well, it depends.
Like, I wouldn't. Skydiving. I'm not a scared of heights person.
Rocky Mountain climbing.
Skydiving. That was fun. But yeah. Some people, get freaked out.
We just talked about this song right before.
Yeah.
It came on air.
All right. Let's get into it.
All right.
It's the tea.
Not a whole lot of Canucks tea today, but we do have some rule changes, Bic, coming out of the GM's meetings. Two in particular have stolen the spotlight. Video reviews are now available for puck over glass and high sticking. Rick Tocchet commented on it today. Says he's in favor of it. Hates the head snap. Wants to be able to review the head snap, which I get.
Mm-hmm.
They do it in basketball. They do it in hockey. The fake head snap when you have a stick near your face.
I'm in a very conflicted state when it comes to reviews.
Video review?
Right now.
Get it right.
Live by VAR, die by VAR.
That's your thing.
I've always subscribed by get it right. Now I'm getting to a stage of we got to move these processes along. And it's heightened a lot more here recently because I've kind of mentioned this on the postgame show multiple times. Officiating right now.
Horrendous.
Across all sports, it's bad. It's bad. And I know Batch tweeted about this, kind of quote tweeted it from Batch as well, but the game is getting faster and faster right now. And it's not that officials are slower. And I'll be clear, like, I'm very sympathetic towards officials. I think they're being set up to fail in a big way. Officiating can improve, of course. They have to get faster. But each league is using technology to also try to slow down the process of officials and have this reliance on technology that, hey, it's okay if you get things wrong. And so you're getting, to me, like unconfident officials that are going too far and now aren't prepared for the moment. And between the game getting faster, slowing the process down for officials, and video review, this over-reliance and overemphasis on video review. So stuff like this, there better be a process for how quick it can go. I don't want to see a minute-long high stick review. That's it. Like 30 seconds, if you can't figure it out in 30 seconds, and someone should buzz down, to be honest. I don't need the officials going over to the iPad and the whole process. Going to the bench. Coach, you're challenging? All right. Let me go to this 9-square-inch screen and see if this is correct.
So you want VAR. You want a video-assisted referee.
It's got to be quick. That's it.
Put a countdown clock on the big screen.
Yeah.
Fans are, like, counting down.
Perfect. And the iPad should just shut down or whatever.
Could you imagine?
So it's like it's nice, but we're just adding more rules to this. I saw they also came up with an icing rule, too, like face-off rules for the icing.
For kicking guys
out. We're making it harder for officials, man. Occam's razor here. Just find the simplest solution. It's getting too difficult. And I don't know if we're solving the problem of making life easier for the officials. That, to me, is the bigger issue.
Here's the problem with the time limit. If the goal is to get the call right, and let's say you have a minute to get, you know, review a play, what happens if the minute, you know?
But for high sticking, you should be able to figure out much quicker than a goal.
Yeah. I agree.
For goals, offsides, I can live with a bit longer. But more review? Oh, man.
Also, if
it's supposed to be an experience going to game, not a grind.
That's very true. Did you see what happened to the Laker game a couple nights ago?
No.
They couldn't get the clock to work correctly.
Oh, like 15, I saw. Yeah,
15 minutes, they couldn't get the game started.
That's ludicrous.
That's all.
Right. Well, was that a review or is that just like a game operational problem?
Game operational problem. But imagine that, like, but in review form, it'd be awful.
This one, put a ref upstairs. Something like that.
Yeah.
Now that's VAR, basically. But this, just two refs on an iPad talking to Toronto, it's slowing everything down. Everything.
You know how Aussie rules football, you can hear what the refs are saying?
Mics are open.
I would love that for hockey. I would absolutely love that for hockey.
Do they keep it open for the whole game?
Yeah.
So the fans hear the conversation?
You hear everything.
I don't know if I want to hear that.
Why not?
A lot of trash talk.
But that's what would make hockey great.
Hockey's already great. We just need to fine-tune things.
Sure.
This one, I love the idea of more reviews. Do agree. They have to make it faster. Maybe hire more people than just the referees to speed up the situation.
Adapt or die is...
there you
Brad
go.
Pitt says in Moneyball.
I think that phrase is created before him, but nevertheless.
I know, but I'm quoting Moneyball. Sue me, Bick. I like that movie.
You hate Moneyball.
The movie? I love Moneyball.
You did a whole thing.
No. My point was that Moneyball brought in a generation of analytics nerds. I never said I hated the movie. I like the movie.
You just hated what it spawned.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. One major lineup note from tonight, or from today's practice, rather, heading into tonight. Amon is in for PDG tonight.
Yeah, what we saw yesterday. Now, he probably just needs a game more than anything. It's kind of been a while for Nils Omon. But, look, free drop right there. I don't know if Victor's
on it. I don't know why Victor
it.
Isn't hitting the drops. Yeah, but yeah.
It's been a while since we've heard that drop. All right, never mind. he's going to work now. But yeah, he hasn't played a game since the 22nd, I think.
Yeah.
Either that Colorado game or Seattle game. So of February, obviously. So just get him in the mix and make sure you can still up to the paces. Now he was playing a good PK role as well, and that's more than anything. It's like they've been getting crushed in specialty teams. It's been a while. There we go. We used to do that for every...
That's your drop, right?
Every time someone said, been a while.
Yeah.
We used to play that. It's been a while. There we go. plus one if you can remember what band that is.
Creed?
No. Stained. There we go. Victor's on it. Back in command on
for
the board.
For CanCon purposes, anytime someone says it's been, I think it's been.
Sure, yeah.
So
man,
good.
There's a song I haven't heard in a long time.
Very Naked Ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Jack FM.
All right, what else we got on the tee?
Last note from me on the tee. It's swept through X and social media, Twitter, for those who prefer that. The Canucks Fries fiasco. So if you didn't see already,
right.
The Canucks were called out on social media by one lady in particular who was served 15 fries,
mm-hmm.
and I believe the total came to just short of $10 with tax included. This blew up all over the internet, and unsurprisingly, the Canucks are under fire for it, but there's a bigger discussion to be had around how much are you willing to pay for the food you're
in
buying
arena food?
In arena? Because the Canucks do have some, like, high-quality options.
Love the lobster roll.
The lobster roll.
Yeah.
The prime, what's it called? The prime rib sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Also fantastic. Those are two things I love at a Canucks game. How much is too much? You know?
I'm
$10 for fries? I'm staying away.
Just me personally, like when I go to Seahawks games, whatever games, I don't know the last like food purchase I've made.
Really?
In general, in arena. I'm loading up beforehand and grabbing my refreshments, my beers, in game. So I kind of think like all in arena food is overpriced right now.
Of course, yeah.
But to such a degree right now. So the portion of that alarmed me a great deal. You still want to feel like you're getting something. But what would that work out to? Like 75 cents a fry?
70 cents a fry.
Not great.
No.
Not great. But it's weird right now. So there's a lot of discussion right now with Manchester United building a new stadium.
Right.
And all clubs in Europe right now are kind of having this thing. Because traditionally, it's always been go to the pub beforehand, pop into the stadium, watch the match, go mm-hmm. back to the pub. And now teams are very much focusing, how do we get consumers to spend in our barn, basically?
Yeah.
That's always been a North American thing.
Actually, it really is, because if you go to some soccer matches in Europe, you're getting like a sandwich or a sausage roll.
You're getting terrible.
Yeah.
But now it's almost to the point where it's almost been taken for granted. That's like, oh, well, fans will just come here and eat in the building.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost swinging the other direction, that it's just more valuable to go for drinks and dinner before the game and then show up at the ring.
Certainly, yeah.
And just enjoy the match and go home. And to me, it's like, well, that's the move now. Schedules are different, I get it, but that to me is the like far and away becoming the play.
Well, how often have you walked from Tinseltown Mall down to the arena, and you've got like four or five food options just in that one street heading to the arena, and they're all full pregame,
mm-hmm.
all of them.
Yeah,
like people are hip to this now, right?
Pregame beforehand.
Yeah.
Get what you need at the game, and then make your move.
So you're a beer guy at a game, eh?
Well, I mean, not at Rogers Arena. Although, have you heard the post-game show sometimes?
Hey-oh.
Yeah, like a Mariners game, you wouldn't.
Yeah, at a Mariners game, yeah. But here's what
outside
I like.
The sun?
So here's what I love about what, for example, the Whitecaps do, is they have the happy hour before the game, so you can go and get, you know, beers at mm-hmm. a discount. Mariners do this great thing where at Edgar's Cantina, you get 2-for-1 beers if you come early and watch mm-hmm. VP. So you can get absolutely, you know, plastered, for lack of a better term, before the game even starts. And then you're coasting for the rest of the day. It's like, that's great.
Dom by the fifth inning is like, hey, Julio, hit a home run.
You're not wrong.
Not wrong. For baseball, it just feels weird to grab a vodka soda or something like that.
Yeah, it has to be.
Like, I at a Canadians game, I just feel like they got great yeah. setups and they're accessible all the time. I'm grabbing.
You want to talk good food options? There you
fantastic.
Go.
Fantastic.
Matt Bailey.
Yeah. I'm running down there and grabbing a beer.
Mm-hmm.
At a soccer match, Vancouver FC, Whitecaps, maybe I'll grab a vodka soda there. But outside in the sun, it Mariners game or a baseball game, Canadians game, I'm staying a beer.
Where do you stand on garlic fries?
Okay, so I was going to mention the food. My one addendum is parks. Baseball parks have great food.
Fantastic.
So I'll eat food at a baseball stadium, but everywhere else, I don't know.
Beforehand or after.
Yeah, like Seahawks games, I don't know. I'm not.
No.
Lions games. It feels.
I tried Ivar's at a Seahawks game recently.
Mm-hmm.
Not worth it.
Football like feels too grimy.
Yeah.
That you just kind of need like, just give me my beer, my seat. That's all I'm gonna do.
Did you see what the Cardinals are doing, by the way?
No.
They're building, I think it's 6 villas in one of the end zones. Like townhouses.
What?
In the end zone. In the red zone, actually, I think is what it's called. And they're called called villas, but they're essentially a townhouse, two-story townhouse. And you basically have your own living room, kitchen, rooftop patio.
DIY for a fan experience?
I guess so.
No. See, this is why the Cardinals finished last in all those owner polls and everything like that. Terrible franchise. This one, 650. Just go to a Costco for the hot dog.
It's a veteran move.
$1.50.
It's a veteran move.
$1.57 with tax, isn't it?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Plus
move.
The fries are like $3.
Mm-hmm.
And they're good fries, too.
Once bought 2 20-ounce Stellas at a Canucks game. $42.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. Oh, Stellas. Pretty nice. Pretty nice.
I mean, if you're already paying that much for beer, like, pay the premium, no? Like, if the difference between a Bud and a Stella is $5,
just
buy
$5.
The Stella.
Hey, some people, their Stellas are Buds.
I guess so.
It's like, hey, you know what's premium? This Bud Light. That's my move. All right. So, yeah, the fries fiasco. I just think the move is eat poor again.
Yeah.
The overwhelming trend right now in North America feels like the experience is pushing people to do their things beforehand. Whereas in soccer right now, overseas, it's like their line of thinking is switched. It's, we got to make the experience good inside the building. But we'll see what happens. I'm curious if people make a big thing about it tonight.
It'll be interesting to see.
We'll see online. Yeah. All right, 650. Keep coming with your thoughts. There is a game day. We'll talk to Randeep Janda in the second half of the show on that Dispatch Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning hotline. What are you looking for tonight? 650. One thing that's going to stand out to me is this investment the Sabres have made on the blue line, obviously. Byram's there. He's ripping it up. Darlene, Power, all these guys. What an opportunity to view where the Canucks forecheck is right now. And obviously they make the line changes and, you know, I was mostly uninspired by them, as we were talking about yesterday. But there is a speed element on a couple of the lines, obviously. You throw in Garland and Hoglander. They're tenacious more than they are fast, but at least they're going to be guys that are going to dig in along the walls and very credible forecheckers. You throw in McKayev and Lafferty. When McKayev's going, still working his way through the recovery of his injury. And Lafferty, obviously, they bring a lot of speed. So those two lines in particular, against a very mobile Sabres blue line, that to me is going to be a big focus because we just haven't seen the Canucks on top of plays very often here recently. It's been far more low event here recently, and you want to see them back just on top of defenders, causing issues, trying to create goals that way because that's when they're at their best. And full, like fair play to the Canucks right now through this little stretch. They've only given up 7 5-on-5 goals in the last 6 games. As bad as things have been, and they've been a very offensive team and scored a lot of goals, their identity to me still screams a defense-first team. And the Colorado game, you know, that's the high watermark. They give up 4 goals. Well, not all of them were at 5-on-5. So they're still somewhat playing to their identity of being a defensive team with the low level of goals against here, 5-on-5. But the big thing is the reason they had so much success earlier in the year is their forecheck looked really good. they don't have a lot of natural team speed, but the way they've kind of broken out the lines here, Hoglander and Garland together, McCabe and Lafferty together, we'll see how long it persists. If it's something that looks like it's flexible, it's something Rick Tocchet kind of alluded to yesterday. It didn't sound like this is going to have a long runway, but the opportunity is there for these guys against this Sabres blue line. How will the forecheck look like? Tempo of the game is going to pick up in the playoffs, but right now this is a great look at some very strong players along the Sabres blue line, and how will they navigate the Canucks getting after them if the Canucks can actually have success doing it. As I mentioned, they've given up just a handful of goals. Have a little bit of their identity right now, but got to get back to winning ways. Special teams is the issue. We know power play's not been good enough here. It's struggling. Two goals here in the last stretch, last six. 2 of 13, and situationally, in key moments, they haven't been there. And then you throw in a couple of power play goals against Colorado, turning that game over. You kill some penalties, you're free and clear against Colorado. And the discussions we're having aren't as severe of, hey, can they do this? Can they do that come playoff time? Because that's one of the playoff favorites that they were not able to close the game out on. So that's another big consideration for me going into tonight. Forecheck, little keys to the game here. We'll chat more about it with Randy Janda on the other side. But forecheck, and are they still going to be resilient 5-on-5 defensively? Because they've shown that they can be. 650. We'll wrap up this segment with a couple of comments here. This one. We were talking about review earlier as well. Two new reviews, but impose heavy penalties if you're wrong. This one's from Jay, like a 5-on-3. Well, the puck over the glass, you review it, you're wrong. You're now down two. That's what the coach's challenges is. If you're wrong in goalie interference, you're wrong in a big way. So, yeah, here's the thing is, are we even going to see a consistent amount even challenging it?
Why don't teams have a video guy in that case?
Well, they do.
I know like there's the TV at the foot of the coaches. Well, they look down.
There's video coaches like signaling down to the coaches.
Is there actually
of
up
course.
In the... Yeah. That can like, no, there's no communication between upstairs and downstairs.
Absolutely there is.
Really?
Have you not seen Mike Yeo like talking to his sleeve or something like that?
That's what that is?
Yeah.
Oh.
Talking to the video coaches.
Okay,
absolutely.
Well, if your video coach is telling you, hey, by the way, that definitely touched the glass.
Yeah, they're fantastic video coaches.
Then that's not going to be an issue, right?
No. But we're...
There's video coaches?
All right, Dom. Welcome to 2024.
I was today years old when?
Teams are out here competing, man. Of course you got to have video coaches.
You know why I didn't know this? Because, you know, in the NFL, you watch an NFL game, they show the booth
mm-hmm.
with all the video coaches. They don't do that in the NHL.
What booth are you talking about?
You know where the offensive coordinators all sit up in,
those aren't
upstairs.
The video coaches.
But they're in there, right?
Yeah.
They got their, you know, their Microsoft Surfaces and they got video.
But those aren't the people signaling down to the head coach, though. There's like
in the NFL?
There's dedicated people to do it.
Stop it.
Yeah, man.
My whole world just turned upside down, Vic.
It's too critical of a job to not have. Absolutely. James and Richmond agree. Hate the video reviews. What happened in old days when we have to live with the ref's calls and move on? Keep it moving. I'm getting a text here. People are blown away that you didn't know this.
Is it Randy?
Video coaches. No, it's not. Yeah. All right. Randy on the other side. Let's get to it here on The People's Show on Sportsnet 650.